So we're learning Tainus Daf Tes. And it's actually in the middle of a lot of Agadat Gemara over here, but it's a quite irrelevant little piece of Gemara. Halachadik. So the Gemara begins on Daf Ches Amud Beis right at the bottom. It says Amar Rav Yochanan, Mai Diksiv Aser to Aser. Why does it say Aser to Aser? Aser b'shvil shetesasha. Give maestris in order that you should become wealthy. And then Asher Rav Yochanan leyanukad Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan found his nephew, Rish Lakish's child, and Amar Leh Emily Psukech, Amar Leh Aser to Aser. Tell me your pasuk, and he said Aser to Aser. Amar Leh my Aser to Aser. Amar Leh Aser b'shvil shetesaser. Become to give maestris in order that you should become rich. Amar Leh Menolcha. How do you know this? Amle Zul Nasi, go test it out. And then he asked him, are you allowed to test it out? So he said, listen, Asu, you're not allowed to test out Hashem. Then he says, brings him a pasuk that he says, no, when it comes to Meiser, you actually are allowed to test Hashem. And that's a whole discussion for itself. Are you allowed to test Hashem? Aren't you allowed to test Hashem? It's an Issa Durei. So when are you allowed to test Hashem? That's a whole discussion for itself. Now, Taisus over here says, Tap Taisus, Aser to Aser, Hachi Issa B'Sifri. This is what it says in Sifri. Aser to Aser is called Tvua Zarecha. Take Meiser of all the Tua, everything that grows in your field. That grows every year in your field. So clearly, the Pasuk is Aser to Aser is referring to the Meiser that you take, you know, from like Truma, Meisers, the products that grow from your fields in Eretz Yisrael, only something that would be relevant in Eretz Yisrael. But then the Sifri makes a drasha. Only all Tua Zarecha, this only refers to Tua Zarecha, things that grow in your field. Shechayev b'Meiser. What about Ribbis? If you have income from interest, and the reason why Taisus puts that first is because that was the chief source of Parnassa for many Jews, especially in the Middle Ages, the moneylenders, because they were barred from being any other, they couldn't own land and they couldn't do anything else, so that was basically the only thing they could do was lend money, which they were very good at. And that didn't do much for the climate between them and the Goyim, so that didn't help out the situation. Just recently, actually, I heard that the Palestinian Prime Minister made some kind of reference to that. Yeah. Anyway, Rivas is so stupid. Anyway, Rivas, Pragmatia, and other businesses, V'chol Shara Ravachim, and all other kinds of Ravach, and any other kinds of benefit that you have. Minayin, how do you know that you have to take Meiser from that too? So here we just switched into Meiser Ksafim, taking Meiser from any kind of income that you have. Minayin, so how do you know that you're obligated to do that? Tam Leimer, it's called. It says eskal, right? So it said eskal tuva zarecha. So it says eskal. It's a riboy. The haba matzal memra. As tuva aschal could have just said your tuva. My kal was kal coming to add larabis ribis to include ribis is interest, the pragmatia and other kinds of income. Kol davashem ravikla, any kind of income you have. So Taisus brings down the sifri that makes a drasha from this pasuk that says that you're obligated to not only give ma'aser from everything that grows in your field, you're obligated to give ma'aser ksafim as well. Now, we would learn this Taisvis, and we would say, okay, it's a Sifri, and a Sifri generally is a source for Halacha. So this is seemingly a Duraisa, seemingly a Chiv Duraisa to give Maisa from your money. And at the very least, if we're going to say it's not Duraisa for whatever reason, you know, sometimes these drushes are not really Duraisas, they're just Asmachtas, but then it's a Drabanan. So it's either a Chiv Duraisa, or it's a Chiv Drabanan. So that's before we tack that question, let's just go a little further in Taisvis, because Taisvis gets a little strange here. Taisus says, "V'hachinami ikav Hagada." We also have a similar thing in Haggadah, in the Midrashim. It's a Yalkut. Hayetze esad shana shana kloimar imloy ta'aser sadcha kahaygin. If you don't take ma'aser from your field properly, lo yilecha ala hayetze min asadi. All you'll have is what comes out of your field, which means kloimar lo yaseh sadcha al kafim ma'aser shahayikayd milchay. In other words, if you don't take Meiser from your field, if you don't give the Meisers that you're supposed to give from what grows in your field, so then instead of getting 100 and giving 10, your field will only produce 10. You'll only get what you normally would have given for Meiser is all that you'll get. It's a different drasha Chazal make Aser in order that you shouldn't end up only getting an Aser. You shouldn't only end up getting a tenth. And then Taisus, I'm not going to read the whole thing. He brings this long story. He actually spoke about a Chalshulis a couple of weeks ago. It's a whole long story about where someone was a very wealthy man and his field used to make 1,000 pounds of produce. And then he warned his son that when you know you inherit me, you should do the same. And his son did it the first year. And then he said, you know, wow, my goodness, I'm giving too much to my sir. So the next year he gave 900. He only gave him, 90 instead of 100, and his field only made 900. And then he kept on giving 10% less and 10% less until his field ended up only giving 10% of the total. So the question is, why is Tosis bringing this? Because this is not Maaser Kesafim. This is Maaser, regular Maaser of Peiros. It says, same thing we find in the Medrash. What does it say in the Medrash? That you have to give Maaser on your produce. But what does it have to do? That's not what Tosis was trying to do. He was trying to bring a proof for Maaser Kesafim. And another question is that why is Tosis talking about Maaser Kesafim? That's not what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about either. Right? Rabbi Yochanan simply, you don't see any indication anywhere that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Maaser Kesafim. Why would Tosis want to say that, bring this in, this Sifri that we're talking about Maaser Kesafim? So we have here like this. We have one question on Tosis is that Tosis for some reason brings in the Schio, the Sifri, that you have an obligation to give Maaser Kesafim. And we want to know what relevance does that have to Rabbi Yochanan. Number two, he then brings as somehow a proof to that a Medrash which is not talking about Maaser Kesafim, which is talking about Maaser that you give on your field. And it's just telling you a whole different concept that if you don't give Maaser, you'll only end up with Maaser. You'll only end up with a tenth. What relevance does that have? That's the second question. And also, we want to know whether this is a real chiv or it's not a real chiv. Apparently, it's either a deraisa or a drabanan. We'll see. That's a very, very big argument in the Paiskim. Now, if you take a look at what I have over here, is a bach. So the bach and now, if you look in in Hilchas, I don't know if I made enough. If you look on, yeah. So, if someone were to try to find the halachas of Maaser Kesafim in Shulchan Aruch, he'd have a very, very hard time. Because they are nowhere in Shulchan Aruch. There is a little reference we'll see in the end of Hilchas Trumas to the halacha of Maaser Kesafim, and then there's a little reference in Hilchas Tzedakah. You think Hilchas Tzedakah is about giving Maaser, it is not. Hilchas Tzedakah is something totally different. There's 10 Sumanim in Shulchan Aruch or so. In Hilchas Tzedakah, it's all about when a person makes a neder. When a person makes a commitment to give tzedakah, what's his obligations to fulfill his neder, and all the different halachas of how you give out tzedakah and all that. About your obligation to give tzedakah, very little. And the chi of Maaser Kesafim, even less. So there's one little reference in the end of Shin Lamed Aleph where the Torah talks about it. And the Bach says as follows over here. The Bach is here, page Kuf Yud Zayin. The top one is Mashkas of Einos and Tzedakah. So if you take a look, I don't have to read through the whole thing, it's not that relevant, but if you look towards the end of that first paragraph, where the lines start getting wider, and the second line, Aval, you see over there? Says Aval Masha Adam Meiser Mi Masha Marviach B'Masa Mamatan. But this that a person takes Meiser from whatever income he has from business, Kesafim, Sharavachim, or any other kind of income, Eina B'Chalze is not included in this obligation of Meiser Ani, which is what he's talking about before. V'Yachal Litan Mi Menel Tzedakah, you can give it for Tzedakah, or the Pidyon Shvuyim, or you could give it to save people that are captured. Sharei Eina Chayev Ba Loi Minat Torah V'Loi Midrabanan. So this is a very, very important Bach. The Bach assumes that the obligation to give Maaser Kesafim is not a chiyuv d'oraisa, nor is it a chiyuv d'rabbanan. It's not a chiyuv at all. It's a minig. That's, but the Paiskim can explain what he means. It's a minig. Minig. Now, minhagim are kind of powerful. A lot of things we do and we accept as a real obligation are minhagim, but nevertheless, he's saying it's not a d'oraisa nor a d'rabbanan. And everybody asks on him, how could you say it's not a d'oraisa or a d'rabbanan? It's got to be one or the other. The Sifri makes this drasha from the Eskal, so it's either a Duraisa or it's an Asmachta, and Tosis brings it, so it's an acknowledged Sifri, it's not like a Toya cipher or anything, it's brought down by Rishayim, so why would you say it's not Duraisa or Durabana? So some people want to say, this is an interesting cipher, this cipher Tilo Yain, it's really a kind of like a likud of a lot of different Mepharshim. This cipher was put out by the Talmidim of Philadelphia, many, many years ago, like 25 years ago, because of one of the Talmidim of Philadelphia, just after he got married, him and his wife died in a car crash without any children. It's a very sad story. So they wanted to do something in his memory. So all the Talmidim, everybody was assigned one daf, and they had to write one daf. So my brothers were Talmidim of Philadelphia. Happens to be one of my brothers did that test, this daf. So he wants to suggest like this. He wants to say that... back to questions we had on Tosfos, right? Why is Tosfos bringing in this Sifri of Ma'aser Ksavim to begin with, and what does the second medrash that he brings, that if you don't give, you'll lose all your money, that means you don't give Ma'asers, what's the connection? So he quotes Sefer, Sefer Tshuva Mi'ahava. Nice name. Tshuva Mi'ahava. It's a Talmud of the Noda Bihuda. Earlier Sefer. And he says like this, that Rav Yochanan had said earlier that Ein Geshamim Netzarim Ela Beshvil Sod Paiske Tzedaka Brabim Ve'ein Naisnim. Right? And the Chesem and Beis Rav Yochanan said that one of the reasons why Geshamim get stopped, we don't get produce and we lose all our money, is because people say they're going to give Tzedaka and they don't give. That's one thing it says. And he then also says, so I said that Rav Yochanan wanted to now prove that. Taisus was understanding that Rav Yochanan was trying to prove that Geshamim are Netzarim because you don't give Tzedakah with this new drasha of Aser to Aser, Asher Beshvilsha to Sasser. So Taisus was explaining that what does that have to do with Tzedakah? Aser to Aser, that has to do with giving Maaser from your Tua of your that grew on your land. So how could Rav Yochanan prove that Ein HaGeshamim Netzarim because people are not giving tzedakah from this pasuk of Aser Ta'aser? So that's what Taisus posed to Sifri. That the Sifri said, this pasuk of Aser Ta'aser is also referring to the chiyuv of Ma'aser Ksafim. And therefore, we see from here then that if you want to become wealthy, if you want to get you want to get benefit from Shemayim, you have to give Ma'aser Ksafim. That's number one. Then Taisus says, this is true of Mi'ava saying, to the dentist says, well, 1 second, that just proves that if you give tzedakah, you'll become wealthy. Where do I see if you don't give tzedakah, you'll lose? So that's where he brings the medrash. So the medrash is not talking about tzedakah. The medrash is talking about Ma'aser of Paris, but the medrash is giving you a framework what this pasuk means. It says aser in order that you don't only end up with a tenth. So even though that aspect, the medrash applies to produce, but the concept, the Taisa says, you can apply back to Ma'aser Ksavim as well. So the combination of these two things is where Rav Yochanan is showing us that if you say you're going to give tzedakah, rain won't fall. How? Number one, Aser to Aser shows us that Ma'aser Ksavim, if you want to become wealthy, give tzedakah. And not only that, if you don't do it, you'll end up a tenth of whatever your earnings were. So that's how he wants to learn it. Therefore, he says, it could be that's why the Bach felt that this isn't a real drasha, it's not a deraisa or a drabanan, because Rav Yochanan wasn't coming to say the way, Taisus is coming to explain a piece of Agada to Gemara. Taisus is coming to explain, where do we see this concept that if you say you're going to give tzedakah, that you're not, you'll get punished as a result of the rest. So he didn't see it as Taisus is coming to present this, that this is a real obligation, but rather Taisus is just coming to give you a framework to see how Rav Yochanan understood from Aser to Aser that the Enek Sham Netzarim El B'Shul Paiske Tzedakah. So that's what this Sefer wants to say, that the Bach learned up this Taisus, that Taisus is just coming to explain the Gemara, not coming to just give you a definitive obligation to give Tzedakah. Nevertheless, it's still strange because it is a Sifri after all. It is a Sifri. So it's interesting, but that's the Bach's opinion. And the Bach's opinion is a very important opinion, as we'll see in a moment. It makes a very, very big difference in halacha. What a difference does it make? So, let's start with this.
Maybe you two can share?
I mean, it's seven. Are we good? Everybody has? Yeah, we'll see. Okay. So this is where, turn back to the other side actually. Page Reshman Gimel on top. I apologize for the quality of the copy here. this is the very, very last sif in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. As you see, it's a very long siman. Kuf Mem Vav Sifim. It's all the halachas of Trumas and Maestras. And all the way in the end, the Ramah says, the very last sif, the Ramah says, Hine Harav HaMechaber HaZeh, that's the Beis Yosef, Hishmit Kol Dinei Ma'aser Ani, Shekasva HaTur. He leaves out all the halachas of Ma'aser Ani, which is Ma'aser Ksafim, that the Torah writes, Sheyesh Lomad Mehem Harbe Dinei Tzedakah, and you can learn from them many halachas of Tzedakah, Hanai Hagim Ha'idna, that are relevant today. Ve'efshir, Shesamach Atzmai Al-Mashin Izbar B'dinei Tzedakah, maybe he relied on what he's going to write in Hilchos Tzedakah. Ach, gam bedina trumas u'maisras shesh b'kam bedina. But then again, he also left out a lot of Hilchos trumas u'maisras. Shekas v'hatur v'hechnes acherim tachteim. And he put other ones. V'chol zagaram lein. This is all because shehetek divrei Rambam Hilchos trumas u'maisras k'ksavim. He just copied over Hilchos trumas u'maisras from the Rambam, the way they were written there. V'loi shas libo dvar macherim. And he didn't pay attention to anything else. So the Ramah is actually making a little complaint over here. he's placing a complaint against the Mechaber, that the Mechaber stuck to the Rambam and didn't include other things. But he mentions that you should know there are Hilchos Tzedakah which are mentioned by the Torah, and if you want to know, you're going to have to look in the Torah. Now, take a look at the Taz here, back to the previous page. Sifkat Lamed Beis. Harbedin Tzedakah. Nira, diyesh lidmois meiser shemafrishin min harevach mamin. You can compare the meiser that we take from money, from money that we gain, to the din of meiser ani of tuah and peres, which was a halacha that you had to get from your produce, a tenth. Umari v'chamizal, so that's the Bach, the father-in-law of the Taz, kasav, shalom meiser shalom mama shalonu, ein chiv loimena terva loimena rabbanon. There's no obligation, it's not deraisa, and it's not derabbanon. V'tamahati. I'm wondering about this. Shari Reish Simon Reish Mem Test, in the beginning of Simon Reish Mem Test, Tachal Tzedakah, Mavur Shechiv Gamruhu. It's a real obligation. Kamashi Kasu Kala Paisim. Habaiskin Vahabes Yosef Meviyeh B'Shem Yerushalmi, and the Beis Yosef brings it in the name of the Yerushalmi. It's, the Yerushalmi is the same thing as the Sifri that we have. That Asatas, there's Kala, it's Marba all Chiv of my Sikhsafa. Okay, nothing different. Tur b'kitzur l'ni ma'asani. So therefore, I want to copy over the words of the Tur b'kitzur, and he goes on the long Taz. He copies just basically paraphrases the whole Tur over here, which is actually we'll talk about ma'asani. Now, if you turn the page and you go to, all the way to the end of his Taz, he says again all the way at the bottom. V'chol zeh, last two lines of the Taz. V'chol zeh nira sheshayach gamken b'maiser shemafrishim min harevach. I think all these halachas are relevant to the maaser you take from your income. Shenoisin Hashem yisbarach l'nei Adam. V'liyal simen reish nonal of kasa beis yosef ken gamken b'shem mordechai the maaser ani daima l'mafrish tzedakah. It's the same. So that's what the Taz says. Now the question is, okay, so the Taz is disagreeing with the Bach. The Bach says it's not an obligation at all, so he's disagreeing that can't be. But does the Taz hold the deraisa or derabanan? Very unclear. Says chiv gamruhu. It's a real chiv. It doesn't say whether he holds his deraisa or his rabbanan, but he says it's a real chiv. Okay, so the Taz is a little bit up in the air. We don't know exactly what he holds, but we do know that much he holds, not like the Bach, that is just a minik. Now, let's take a look over here. Another. This is Shulchan Aruch of Tzedakah. Okay, so the Rambam, let's start over here. So this is the end of Sif Aleph, Reish Mem Tes, right in the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah. The Mechaber had just said that the most Tzedakah you can give is a fifth, as the Mechaber just said, Shalach of Tzedakah. Now the Ramah says, Hagav, Al Yivaz Viz Adim Yoser Mechaimish, a person shouldn't give more than a fifth of what he owns, Shalait Starach Lebrius, you shouldn't become, you know, in case you come on a rainy day, you should have some money. Well, oh, I'm sorry. So the top of it says Reish Samach. Okay. And I'm starting from the Ramah. Haga. Okay. Got it? Okay. A person shouldn't give more than a fifth of his income away for tzedakah. Because the rainy day will come and you won't have enough money and you then will have to start going collecting. That only means while you're alive. But on his deathbed, you can give as much tzedakah as you wish. You don't have any obligation to leave over inheritance to your children. But a person shouldn't use his meiser dvar mitzvah. You should not use it for a mitzvah. Kegain Neiris Beis HaKnesses, a Shar Dvar Mitzvah, or any other kind of mitzvah, Rak Yit Milani, you should only give it to Ani. So this is a very, very, very relevant question. What can you use your Meister money for, right? Question you get very often. What can you use your Meister money for? So the Ramah says you cannot use it for a mitzvah. The only thing Meister money can go for is Aniyim, nothing else. You can't use it for any other Dvar Mitzvah. Right, no. This question abounds. Like, you know, people want to give meiser money to shuls. You want to give meiser money to build mikvahs. You want to give meiser money to schools. There's all kinds of different things people want to give meiser money to. None of those are aniyim. Those are all mitzvah, right? So can you give ma'aser money to any of those? The Rama says you can. Fine. So the Rama is not the only player over here. Let's see the here the Shach. So Shach said, turn back to the previous page. He says, "V'ein lasa is mi'maiser shaloi." You shouldn't make from your ma'aser. So he says, "Maharshal v'hadrisha." Kasvu b'shem chuvas merenu harav menachem me'il tzedek. So we know this sefer as chuvas me'il tzedek. That was a very early achron. They call mitzvah she tava liyadoi. Any kind of mitzvah a person can get. Kegai and liyaz balbris. Person can be a sandik. Ayla hachna chasim v'kal l'chupa or to do hachnasas kal chagavna. V'chein liknoi svarim. Let's say a person just doesn't have enough svarim and he wants to buy svarim lomoid behem. To learn from them, and he's not going to keep it for himself, because that you can't do. You can't just buy it for your own personal use, but you can use it, you'll buy, and you'll have a library. You'll make a svarim library, so people can have use these svarim. So he says that if you have no other way to do it without using ma'aser money, and you can have no other way to get to that mitzvah, you're allowed to use ma'aser money for the mitzvah. So the Maram Mil Tzedek, which is quoted by the Marshal and the Drisha, and the Shach, says that you are allowed to use ma'aser money to do a mitzvah, provided that it's a mitzvah you wouldn't do otherwise without using ma'aser money. And also, he says, like in the case of Sfarim, it's not something you can just do for yourself. It has to be something that, you know, you include other people in. Now, the Tshuvas Maharam Rottenberg, but in the Tshuvas Maharam Rottenberg, Arishan, Tvus Prague, Seminai Hay, Kasav, Velefazer Maestrois of La'aniyim, So if you're going to give ma'aser money to your children, so it's supposed to say levana. If you want to give it to your children who are grown up already and you have no obligation to support your children, it's no obligation. So once they're grown up, now that doesn't mean over 6 years old, even though the Gemara seems to say once they're 6 years old, you don't have an obligation to support them. But that's not the minhag anymore. That we do force people to support their children up till marriage. But after marriage, certainly you have no obligation to support them. So, that you don't have an obligation to take care of them, it's mutter. There's no problem that it's your relative. You can give it to any of your relatives, your father as well, if he's poor. Certainly can give it to your children. They have no other money to get from, and another way to get this money, you can give it to them. Mashma de mutter. It's mutter. Afila yesh v'yadai yecholai slafarnas amimakam achra. So even though you have other money you can give them, it's mutter. Why? Does that have a tzedakah? So the Shach says, because that's tzedakah. Kidl kama and semination up. So the Shach says that the Marami Rottenberg does seem to agree with the Ramah that it has to be tzedakah. But he says you can use your tzedakah money to give to something that you might have given otherwise. So in other words, your children, you probably would have, even if you didn't have any ma'aser money, you would give them money from somewhere else. So even so, you're allowed to use ma'aser money because they're poor. So that's a little bit of an extension. It's allowing you to give money to poor people that you wouldn't have another, you would have given anyway from your own money, but still, it has to be poor people. So, what we have here in the Shach is that the first day he brings down his argues on this Ramah, and the second day, it's not clear exactly what he's trying to say, but it sounds like the second day holds like the Ramah, that you're not allowed to give it to mitzvah, but you can give it to, aniyim is a broad category. It includes anybody that needs the money, will be called aniyim. So that's what the Shach says. So tuition is school. So what is that? It's child support. So this again, this is only children. He says that you're not obligated to support. So children up till the marriage, we are obligated to support them. So again, it wouldn't be included according to this. Grandchildren, yeah. Grandchildren definitely would be included. Yeah.
Jewish schools anyway, they're like low on budget.
Well,
they come at the end of the wall. Jewish schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why the tuitions are so high.
Yeah. That's what they say, right? No, it's true. Okay, so here's a Chassam Sefer. A Chuvus Chassam Sefer. There's many, many Chuvus written about this. That's the truth. But the Chassam Sefer is somewhat is accepted by the Pleskin as Halacha L'maisa, where the way we are Nahag with this question. And he says that really what this depends on, he says it depends on if you hold it as a Deraisa, it's a Drabanan, or a Minik. That's what Chassam Sefer says. Let's see. He says like this. So the Shaila is written to Rav Itzik from Kal Kadosh Mar. Yikrasa Yigani, you sent me your letter. Poi ani ben kfar. Oisi brafus. I'm in a village now because I need to be healed. But your question is, Nidin Hahu Mirabanan, there was a Tamil Chacham, Shehesi Bnai. He married off his son, Shehu Bachar Muflig, was a Chash of a Bachar, Vesil Abbas Tamil Chacham, and he married off the daughter of a Tamil Chacham. Vizchai Elitim B'chol Shavua, Gimel Zahav Mintz. He obligated himself, the father-in-law in this case, obligated himself to support his son and daughter-in-law with three golden coins, Laharav. Sheyizen hazug al shulchanai, that he should he would, the way they used to do it in those days was that they would eat by their father-in-law's house. The daughter would, you would move in with the father-in-law, the son would move in with his father-in-law with his wife, and they would eat off the father-in-law's table, and that cost money. So he was going to pay it to his mechutin to support them. Meshach sheishanim retufim, 6 years in a row. Kedei sheyulmoid haben etzel chaisna harav neriyah, that the son should learn the tricks of the trade from his father-in-law, who's a rav, should learn Torah. V'hein ata kavod ala el hasabu, but now this is very difficult for him. V'shol emutr litan sacha nal mimois meiser. Is he allowed to pay a support, an obligation he had accepted upon himself to support his son or and daughter-in-law? Is he allowed to do that from Mois Meiser Shirogel Hafreshman Revel Sheyazmala, that he always takes off from his income? Okay, so he says here, Berma b'hagoyes yeredeya simen reish memtes shem maharil shein lasas shum mitzvah Mois Meiser kagei neres beis Knesset. You're not allowed to do any mitzvah from Mois Meiser Knesset, even neres beis Knesset. V'shach Kasa b'shem maharam. The yochel lasas by mitzvah. The shach says you could do a mitzvah. The farnas biya banav hagdalim. So it ends up the two names here are the maharil is who the Ramah is quoting. That's a rishon. He says you can't, and the shach quotes the maharam who says you could. Okay, so it's a machloek is maharil and maharam. Maharil says you can't use it for mitzvah. Maharam says you could use it for mitzvah. Obeir goyla ala gilyan sham. The beir goyla on the side of shulchan aruch kasav davka mitzvah shachay blavach. Even if you want to use it for a mitzvah. It's a question. The only issue of using for a mitzvah is a mitzvah that you were obligated to do regardless. So that's why it's a problem. Don't use your meiser money for a mitzvah that you're anyway obligated to do. Aval mitzvah she'ena mechoyev, but a mitzvah that you weren't obligated to do, mutar likach b'mois meiser. Okay, so the Rebbeir Goyal, it's not clear who he's going in, but he makes this distinction. He says, if this is a mitzvah that you're obligated to do anyway, your esrik, can you buy your esrik from mois meiser? Rebbeir Goyal says no. Because you're obligated to do that anyway. You can't use Mois Meiser for something you're anyway obligated to do. But if you take on yourself a new mitzvah that you weren't obligated to do, right? You decide you want to provide neres to the basic Knesset. You weren't obligated to do that. That, you can do it having in mind to take it from Meiser money. That's what the Be'er HaGadol says.
What about to make your esrik nicer?
What?
What about to make your esrik nicer?
So, perhaps, well, there is an aspect of obligation in that as well. But I'll speak about that afterwards. That depends. It's a shir. So that's the big question. Who is he saying this in? So let's see. Doesn't sound like the Maril is saying that, right?
Because the Ramah brings down
as a flat. Great. So let's see what he says. So nearly, this is what the Chassam Sefer is trying to figure out. But nearly, the reason why he says this is Shirah b'darkei Moshe. He saw the Darkei Moshe, which is the Ramah's original Sefer, the Maisi Maharil Anal. He brings this Maharil, the Sayim Boy, and then the Ramah ends, V'chein Mashma v'beit Chaf Amaral. The Ramah makes a quote from a Gemara, but doesn't explain what he's quoting. And it's always a big problem. So this is that's what he says in Be'ya Dal Chaf Amaral. So what does it say in Be'ya? Sham Nemer, I'm a rainy Nazir, someone who says, let me be a Nazir, V'agalech M'moyus Meister Sheni. And my Karbanis, that's called Giluach, the Karbanis that I have to bring, I'll bring them from my money of Meister Sheni. Hareu Nazir, he is a Nazir, but Ve'ena Megalech M'moyus Meister Sheni. He can't use M'moyus Meister Sheni to bring his Karbanis. The Dabar Shebechayba, because anything you're obligated to bring, Ena Ba'al Men HaChulin, you cannot use M'moyus Meister for that, you have to take Chulin money, in other words, just regular money. So the Be'er Goyal saw this source and he says, what does the Ramah want with this source? What is he trying to show from here? That maybe that's what the Ramah understood the Maharil. That the Ramah understood the Maharil that this, that you can't take it for a mitzvah, just means a mitzvah that you are obligated to do anyway. So then the halacha is you can't use meiser money, you have to use chulin money. But a mitzvah that you weren't obligated anyway, you could take meiser. Now, what you were asking is that he says Neres Besekinesis, or Mustin. So it could be that it's talking about a guy first said, okay, I'm taking on myself the obligation to supply Neres Besekinesis the whole year. Halfway through the year, things get tough. And then he says, you know what, let me use Mois Meiser. So he had already made it his obligation. So once it has become an obligation, if he didn't originally say, I only want to do it from Mois Meiser, originally said, no, I'll just do it. To switch to Mois Meiser, that would be also the same problem. Well, now it's your obligation. You made it your obligation, but it is. It's a real obligation. It's a neder. That's the whole Hilchos Tzedakah. You can't back out from a thing like that. So it's a real obligation, so you can't use Mois Meiser anymore. That's the way the Be'er Gola would understand the Ramah. So the Be'er Gola, the Chassam Sofer is explaining to us, set a pshat here in the Maril. And his pshat in the Maril was that the Maril said you can't use it for a mitzvah. He didn't mean you stam said you can't use it for a mitzvah. He says you can't use it for a mitzvah that you're obligated in. Because you're not allowed to use Mois Meiser for something you're obligated in. But something you're not obligated in, if you want to now come and take Mois Meiser and do a mitzvah, no problem. That you could do, and if so, he says, Fizeh, Loi Polik Maharil Umaharam Maharav B'Sheh B'Shach. And there's no argument between the Maharil and the Maharam that the Shach quotes. Because the Shach, what did the Shach say? The Shach says you can take that money to a mitzvah to be a Baal Bris. Or Hachnas Chasim Mekala, to be a Sandik, you're not obligated to be a Sandik. You're not obligated to do Hachnas Chasim Mekala any more than anything else. To buy Svarim, you're certainly not obligated to do that. So all the Maram said is you could use it for a mitzvah that you're not obligated to do anyway. So there's no machlekes. Maril and Maram, think everybody can agree. That's great, right? The Lef Pligi Maril and Maram, Marab Bishach. Al Mechila Kvay Tarasa, Shaga Barai, made a mistake. He argues on the Baragel. The Maharil Hilchos Rosh Hashanah B'tshuva Semen Nivav. If you look at the source in the Maharil, Lahed because of Lahedya Hatam Hashem the Meiser Shayach Laniyim. He says the reason is because Meiser belongs to Aniyim. Ve'ech Yachal Likach Neres Be'Sekin Eses Mimoyes Aniyim. How would you be able to take give Neres Be'Sekin Eses from money that's supposed to go to poor people? Even if you're not obligated, you can't steal from the aniyim. And you don't have any real control over this money, just Tevis Hanoa, which means you can choose who to give it to. But you can't change it for something else. Etc. And he goes on. So he says the source is, that's not what the Ramah was trying to say. We're going to skip this part and until the end. He says, what does the Ramah want? The Ramah wanted something totally else from this source, and he goes to say a different shot what he wants from it. So Divrei Be'er Gola to whom, he says it's a Pella. So now look towards the end of this paragraph. It's like four lines from the bottom of this paragraph. It says Umina. From here we will learn. Okay, you see that? Four lines from the end of this paragraph. Umina, from here we'll learn. Emiyad betchilas hisna gusai lahafresh maisa ksafim. If right in the beginning of when a person started giving maaser ksafim, so when you're bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, or whenever it is that you started giving maaser ksafim in your career, hisna, a person made a tnai, she yochel lasis v'mena dvar mitzvah, that a person can use it for a dvar mitzvah, moida maharil l'maharam shebashach v'ein kamach lekes. So the way he understood this source is that it depends how we look at what your obligation is. In other words, the Ramah was making a comparison to Nazir, because Nazir was a person who took on the obligation of a Nazir. And once you take on the obligation of a Nazir, then it's an obligation and you can't bring it from Mois Meiser. So the way he's understanding the Ramah is that if a person has been giving Meiser Ksafim three times in a row, or whatever it was, it's become a real obligation. Once it's become a real obligation, so then it needs to go to the aniyim, and you can't change that. But if right in the beginning of when a person initially gives Maaser Ksafim, he says, you know what, I don't want to make it an obligation on myself that I'll have to give it to aniyim. I want to leave it that it's not obligatory, and I can do what I want. And then you have the choice to use Maaser Ksafim and give it to a mitzvah. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So let's see, he explains this a little bit more. V'divrei shach nidfasu b'tay. So I mean, I'm sure you're all thinking, thank you very much. Now you tell me that, right? It's a little bit late in the game, right? But anyway, let's say v'divrei shach nidfasu b'tay. That's question. Torah should work for this. So v'divrei shach nidfasu b'tay. It's a mistake in the shach. V'mashe kasev diyachol afarnes bonav hagedolim. You can support your children that have grown up. Kavachem me'avim mishum kaidavim koshkin bonav. Certainly your children. The same shach mashma afila yeshla lefarnas in makamacher. Even if you have money from somewhere else, sarchi nechi mashma kain. So he doesn't know where he knows this from. You know, okay, one second. This is still not the piece. Let's skip the next paragraph as well. Let's go to Nimsa. The paragraph starts Nimsa. Nimsa l'nidin shalofenenu. If so, let's look at the situation in front of us. Emiyad b'shas nisuim. If right away when they got married, hayad daita l'chayev asma l'farnes hazug sheish shanim mimoyes meiser shaperdami. If right away when you took on the obligation to support your son or son-in-law, and you took it on in thinking that you're going to use it moyes meiser, that's not a problem. Mikal Makami says, Nirali, I still hold. Biyos Taiv, you should, the proper thing to do is Yecholek HaMaiser, you should divide it. Bitin Chetzil Aniyim, the Alma of a Chetzil of Nai. You should give half to other poor people, and half you can give to your children. Dugma Lahadat Tanina, Mishnah Vav, Perichesta Peya, Hayamatza Lachulu Ayin Sham. Ach, he says, but in Bishas Chiyuva, if during the time of your obligation, Bishas Nisuin, Loya Yedai Talita Mimaiser Shalah, you didn't want to give your Maiser, you were going to pay from your own pocket. Hari chayv atzim b'shtar lefarnes hazuk sheishanim. Ve'ein adam pireya chayvoisa b'maiser. A person can't pay his obligations from maiser. Afila misha anas hamal garne chayv la'aser. Shalif rechayv b'maiser. Even he brings a case from Gittin. It's another source for that. And hanir l'nez daiti kasata kasam tishmi b'kvar Hatchesdorf yom dal shchayishav. So in this tshuva, the Chassam Sefer says as follows. He says that you can choose how you want to do your maiser. And in the beginning, right when the maiser becomes, you start giving maaser, you can say, I want to have this choice to give it for a mitzvah or to give it for aniyim. And the next tshuva, we didn't print it out, we don't have time. The next tshuva, he explains that's because it's only a minute, not an obligation. If it's an obligation, midrabanan or midraisa, you can talk as much as you want. It doesn't make a difference. Up to you. It's up to whatever the chamra mechayev you. But if it's a minig, so then he says, then it depends on how you accept that minig upon yourself. And you have the right to accept the minig in a way that I want to have the ability to be able to give it to mitzvah. But if you didn't accept the minig upon yourself that way, and you just accept the stam to give it to aniyim, then you can't use it for a mitzvah. So that's the first thing he says. Depends on the first three times. And the next thing he says is that even if you do have the ability to give it to a mitzvah, then if you want to do a mitzvah with mois meiser, you have to make sure that when you obligated yourself to begin with, you had in mind to use the mois meiser to pay the mitzvah. So let's say if a person wants to buy an aliyah in shul, and he wants to pay with mois meiser, he has, when he buys that aliyah to begin with, he has to have in mind that he's going to pay it for mois meiser. But if when he bought the aliyah, he's in chayav himself in shul, he didn't have in mind that he's going to use meiser money, he can't later use meiser money. That's not an obligation. If a person makes a donation to a shul, and he dedicates something, he says, I'm going to dedicate a bookcase, right? And at the time that you made the dedication, you didn't have in mind that you can use mois meiser for that, you can't use mois meiser for that afterwards. But if initially, when you made the dedication, you said, I'm going to use mois meiser, that's fine. Then you could use mois meiser. I don't know if you have to say it beferish.
But what if you don't have not any kavana and just like everything you give to the shul, that's sort of your default?
You always, your assumption was that you're maiser. So that's what you had in mind, you're saying. You don't, without speaking it out, that's what you always do. I think a stam das would work as well. But when buying an aliyah, it's not so clear, because the buying aliyah people don't really think that way a lot of times. And sometimes you have to know, buying an aliyah, I think you could use mois meiser because it's a mitzvah. But it's a little bit questionable because you are getting something, and you are getting an honor, you're getting a coveted member, also you're getting certain benefits as being a member. So you can't use mois meiser when you're getting a personal benefit. That you for sure can't do. And some people say when you're bidding for an aliyah, you can only use meiser money for the difference. In other words, let's say the other guy was $20 and you bid $25, right? So you can use meiser money for the $5 difference. But for the $20 that the shul would have gotten anyway, without you, you can't use mice money for that. That's what some people say as well. Because that shul would have gotten the money anyway.
So officially, we hold that there's no personal benefit from shul membership.
Right.
Does that mean mois meiser is fine for shul membership?
Yeah. So if there's taka no difference, like in the case.
Okay. Remember this shul, yeah. You specifically do not get anything.
Right. So.
I understand, but you don't hurt.